Hi, Jesse. Is Jesse there?
Yes. Hi. Yeah, I'll make it short and sweet. I recently had a doctor's appointment, and they put the electrodes, you know, to check my heart, and also I did a breathing test, and my doctor recommended that I get a CAT scan because she could hear some crackling in one of my lungs. What is that all about, and what is that normal procedure to have a CAT scan for that?
I'm sorry. I'm not a radiologist, so I can't tell you it's normal or not normal. I know it's done, but I can't tell you it's normal or not normal. Now, what that's about is that usually when crackling is heard in the lungs, usually it's a low-grade infection. Mm-hmm. Now, if we've got an obvious cough, bronchial infection, then we're going to expect crackling. But sometimes it's a low-grade infection, and it just doesn't seem to be bothering the person, yet that it is there. Now, the other problem, though, is it could be some other thing causing kind of a intermittent occlusion, or at least a blockage, partial blockage, in one of the bronchi, and that makes this sort of a sound. And so I think what the doc is probably worried about is lung cancer, ma'am. I wouldn't say that that is a high possibility, but if the radiologist says, and you could check with the radiology clinic, if the best way of detecting this is that scan, mm-hmm. I understand it's a bunch of radiation, and I wouldn't want it either. But here's a small thing you can do. It's been found that melatonin taken shortly before the radiation exposure really reduces the risk of damage, particularly to the cells of the immune system.
Okay, great. And she said also, because I'd been short of breath a couple times, just within the last month and a half. But, you know, I don't know if that's part of the whole scenario or what, but.
Well, if you're short of breath and there's a crackle, I'm glad you're getting it looked into.
Yeah, I am too. It's kind of worrisome, but I just wondered. That seems so drastic to me, you know. Is there anything I can do nutritionally to help to keep my lungs stronger and my heart stronger and.
Yes, ma'am. The Lung Research Institute at Georgetown University has done so much research. The two chief doctors there have got 144 research publications, most of which are focused right on this. And what those research publications show is that women's lungs deteriorate after menopause. I'm not kidding. Men's lungs don't, but women's do. They deteriorate. And then other researchers, not at the Lung Research Institute, have shown that lung tissue can be restored to look like young lung tissue in older experimental animals where you can tell the difference very easily under the microscope.
Mm-hmm.
Those older animals, their lungs can get back to young animal size and shape with nothing more than estrogen replacement. Ma'am, are you using bioidentical hormone replacement?
No, and I know I need them. I had a hysterectomy, many years ago. I was 36 when I had my son, and about 2 years later, I had the hysterectomy, and now I'm late 60s.
Well, ma'am, unfortunately, you're a prime candidate for not having estrogen around for that long. So as soon as you are certain with your doctors there that you don't have any cancer or anything like that, I recommend very highly that you get yourself on bioidentical hormone replacement, particularly with the estrogens, but with all the other things that go with it, the progesterone, et cetera, DHEA, because the research from the Lung Research Institute at Georgetown University is totally solid. Women's lungs deteriorate without estrogen, and the other researchers found that in experimental animals, the lungs came back with estrogen.
Okay. That's promising. That's great. Okay, doctor, thank you so much. You have a good day. Oh, I want to tell you something real quick. Music is what feelings sound like.
Okay.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.